All right, so let's get started again. The next talk is by Anton about optimizing BPF hash map and friends.
Hello, I'm Anton, working at DataPath team at Isovalent. And yeah, this is talk about how simple it is to optimize BPF hash map. So about a year ago, like a little less, Andrei Nakarika suggested to try new hash functions for BPF hash map and BPF stack trace map. And in Siloom we use, and in Tetragon we use hashes extensively. So for us, it's a big deal, and I decided to give it a try. So I will briefly provide some like benchmarking how-to 101, and then we will take a look at different hash functions, and then we will see benchmarks for hash maps, which utilize old hash functions and new hash functions. So first thing to do when you benchmark is to try to reduce noise, because modern CPUs do everything to ruin your benchmarking. They will run on different frequency, hyper-threading will get in, and in the best case, you benchmark inside kernel because you can disable preemption and interrupts. So benchmark. We take, if we want to benchmark some function, we first measure some kind of time source or clock source, and then we execute our function, maybe in a loop, and then we measure time once again, and then we divide the number of observations by the number of loops and get our result. So in some cases, we can't execute our function in a loop. For example, if it's not like an abstract hash function, it's just, if